أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: لا يملكون الشفاعة إلا من اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. By the grace and will of Almighty Allah, today we are going to talk about another important and significant topic, and that is intercession. Intercession is one of those most significant theological debates and question amongst the Muslim factions, amongst the Muslim groups. Shafa'a has been derived from the word of shafa'a, which means even versus odd. So theologically talking, shafa'a means that a person should accompany another one and seek that one's forgiveness. So I would illustrate and explain intercession in another word. For example, a person has damaged another one's house. So now he does not have this reputation, he does not have this courage to go and seek his forgiveness and to recompensate. Then he tries to find another prestigious personality, another honorable figure whose position is clearly lofty in front of that person. He finds him and takes him with himself and goes there. So this prestigious personality seeks forgiveness and asks for forgiveness. So in theology, there is the concept of intercession, that in the doomsday or in the resurrection day, Almighty Allah would forgive the sinful people, the people who have committed mistakes and sinful actions in this world, but on mediation of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his household. So our Holy Prophet has said that I have invested, or I have saved, I have reserved my intercession for those people of my ummah who have committed blunders and great or major sins. اِدَّخَرْتُ شَفَاعَتِي لِأَهْلِ الْكَبَائِرِ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. It means that I have reserved my right of interceding, or my right of intercession, for those people of my community who have done major sins. So the rest of the mu'mineen would be saved. The rest of the mu'mineen will be finally given the eternal rescue. Till recently, no one has doubted about the legitimacy of this concept. Everyone has agreed that this intercession, or the concept of intercession, is something we can say acceptable. But after the advent of the Wahhabism and the people who have literalist reading of the Holy Quran in the concepts, they posed many questions and doubts in this respect, accusing the Shi'ites of such polytheistic practices and beliefs. They say that we do not accept this intercession. Though later on, God willing, we would say that this concept has been derived from various verses of the Holy Quran. It is not something that has to be fabricated or has to be made, has to be manipulated by the Shi'ites. It is what the Holy Quran explicitly states. It is not something that the rest of the Muslim cliques have to make it. No. But the doubts they have raised, it was this, that if you go in front of another person to seek another one's forgiveness, it is as if the next person is more merciful, or he does not have this power to forgive your sins. They say that instead of going to the Prophet in seeking their intercession or asking him that they have to intercede on behalf of us near Almighty Allah, so you have to directly go to Almighty Allah and seek Almighty Allah's forgiveness. Almighty Allah is able to hide and to forgive your sins. There is no need of intermediation, as that is naturally, we can say, dominant in the Muslim or in the human beings' relationships and interactions. But you know what we can see in the history? That is this, that the people who have sought our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household's forgiveness, or who have said to the Prophet that you have to ask forgiveness on behalf of us from Almighty Allah, they have not been rebuked by our Holy Prophet. You know that there is a pillar called Sutun al-Tawbah. The story or the occasion of revelation of this verse of the Holy Quran is very much lengthy. But briefly, a person has committed mistake. He went and tied himself in that pillar of that mosque. And after the passage of 3 days, Almighty Allah has sent this revelation to our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. In that verse of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah says, has he gone near the Prophet and sought my forgiveness via the Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, he would have been forgiven sooner. So the concept of intercession is not something that had to be imposed on the Muslim community or on the Holy Quran. No, it is part of the Quranic teachings. But we have two types of correct and incorrect intercession. Yes, there are many conditions, there are many characteristics for intercession and for those who intercede. The first important characteristic and the first important condition is that he who intercedes, he must be authorized by Almighty Allah. He must be given this permit and leave by Almighty Allah. He should have and he should maintain and hold a permission from Almighty Allah. Otherwise, no one is able to intercede in the life hereafter. No one is able to intercede and help others in the life hereafter except those who have this authority beforehand. And we believe, the Shi'ites are of the view, that such kind of permit, such kind of license, such kind of leave has been granted to our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. And even some of the best and most pious companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the rest of, and some other most pious clergies and rightful clergies have also been granted this right. why this right or why this gift is given to them. It is like this that Almighty Allah wants to thank them, want to say that these figures are the most honorable ones in my sight, that they can intercede. So the question arises, is their intercession out of Almighty Allah's permission? For sure not. Indeed, their intercession can never ever take place without Almighty Allah's beforehand permission. Yes, if it was without permission, it was not acceptable. But we have to differentiate between the verse of the Holy Quran. We have to conceive and perceive the true concept of Islamic teachings as a whole. There are various verses in the Holy Quran that right now we are going to talk about the legitimacy of this concept. Where we can prove that this concept is true from the Quranic point of view. We believe there are several verses of the Holy Quran that explicitly substantiate the concept of intercession, meaning that there are people who would be able to intercede. And there are ones, there are some intercessors that their intercession cannot be accepted. Who are they? They are the idols, the ones whom are thought to be really intercessors in the life hereafter from the point of disbelievers. You know, that the disbelievers thought that we would be able to find intercessors in the life hereafter. Almighty Allah says, no, these people would be left without any intercessors. Their intercession will not be accepted because their nature, their characteristics are not in line with Almighty Allah's pleasure, with Almighty Allah's will, with Almighty Allah's divinely revealed teachings. So it matters most that we have to understand what intercession is, what are the conditions for the intercessor, who are the true intercessors, who are the wrong intercessors, who are so-called intercessors. But intercession is a genuinely proved concept in the Quran. Almighty Allah accepts this idea that there will be intercessors who will intercede and who will mediate, who would seek my forgiveness on behalf of those guilty and sinful people. It is something acceptable. But it does not mean, it does not necessarily imply that we, the people, should get boastful. We should get courageous in committing sins. It is like this insurance that we insure either our home, our cars, our facilities, whatever we have, our devices. So this insurance does not mean that we have to try, when we have to ignite the fires, we have to set it ablaze. No. Insurance is this, that on needy days we have to be assisted. But it does not necessarily imply that we have to get courageous, we have to dare commit every kind of sin. No, intercession is conditional. Intercession is not unconditional. It is not absolutely accepted for everyone in any circumstance. No. There are limitations, there are circumstances, there are specific terms and conditions for acceptance of intercession. We believe that, firstly, the verses of the Holy Quran provide the legitimacy of this concept. Various verses of the Holy Quran. For example, Almighty Allah says, قُلِّ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا Tell for them that intercession as a whole rests with Almighty Allah. No one else is there to intercede. All intercession rests with Almighty Allah. Yes, there is another verse that says that illa man irtada. Not only Almighty Allah would be able to intercede, but also those whom Almighty Allah is pleased with. For example, Almighty Allah is pleased with our Holy Prophet. So he will be able to intercede in the life hereafter. For example, the Holy Quran also intercedes. Some of the most pious clergies and scholars, they can also intercede. They can seek forgiveness of the sinful person deeds. They can seek forgiveness for a sinful one or for elevation of one's station. For example, one is in this stage of the paradise. He tries to go and he tries to elevate, to have further and more or better steps forward. So another one comes and intercedes, so he will be given a loftier position. So sometimes intercession is either for seeking forgiveness of the sins, and sometimes intercession is for elevation of one's station or one's position. Both of them are true. But it does not run counter to our monotheistic approach, our monotheistic beliefs. Because according to the Shi'ites, seeking intercession or asking for our Holy Prophet or our infallible Imam's intercession does not necessarily imply that the divine affairs are entrusted to them. They are human beings. They are of sublime character. But Almighty Allah has granted them this pride that they have to intercede and they have to ask forgiveness on behalf of their community. That is true. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, firstly, there is a very distinct difference between righteous intercession and that of untrue or we can say wrong intercession. There is a distinct difference between righteous and right intercessions. We have to draw this subtle line between these two. So what are those characteristics of righteous intercession? There are two important conditions that it was mentioned, I think. First was this, that the intercessor has to accompany Almighty Allah's pleasure and will. It means his intercession should have Almighty Allah's beforehand permission. For no one else per intercession is acceptable save who is having Almighty Allah's beforehand permission. The second one is that the person who is going to seek the infallible Imam's intercession, he should not have committed the greatest sins, or he should not be of those who have abandoned establishing the prayer. You know that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in those last seconds of his life, clustered around all his relatives. He invited all his relatives, his family members, all have clustered around him, waiting that he is going to point us a very decisive point. Then, though his condition was not that much well, he said that, I'm going to give you this warning, that he who takes light the prayer we would not intercede. We would not ask Almighty Allah's forgiveness for the person who takes the prayer light. He who takes the prayer light, he should be sure that he will not be provided with our intercession, with our shafa'a. Or those who, for example, are politicians. The politicians will not enjoy intercession. Or those who have contradictory approach and lifestyle with that of Almighty Allah's desirable lifestyle. Almighty Allah, for example, says that you have to be this, you have to be that. For example, ethical values must be considered. Ethical norms should be preserved, this and that. You should be like this, you should not be like that. He whose life is not in accordance with these standards Almighty Allah has defined as, indeed, he will not be able to test intercession. He will not be able to be provided intercession. It means he does not have the conditions of being interceded. So may Almighty Allah bless us all that we have to be faithful and good Muslim individuals and enjoy a happy life in this world and a happier in the life hereafter. And may Almighty Allah bless us all to have those conditions to be interceded by His noblest creature, Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him and his household. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. God bless you.